Welcome to In Your Corner, program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we must get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your wife. Go wake up your husband. Go wake up your children. Go wake up the oldest girl. Wake up the youngest girl. Wake up the oldest boy and the youngest boy, and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Go wake them up now. Go wake them up. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. Now go wake them up now. Go get them out the bed, sleepyhead. Go get out the bed, sleepyhead. All right, look, let me go out here and get my roosters. Let me just go get my roosters. Come on, roosters. Come on, roosters. Go get these roosters this morning. Yeah, go get these roosters. Yeah, go get the roosters. Come on, Benny, Red, Crow. Come on, y'all. Come on and crow this morning. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, wake them up. Get them out the bed. Get them out the bed. Get them out the bed. That's good, Red. That's good. That's good. See, you can tell Red. See, Red is the... See, Red, I wish y'all could see Red. Red got the big red comb. Red is the biggest rooster. You can tell Red is the biggest. All right, thank y'all. Thank y'all, roosters. Let me go and get a good song. This is an old song here by Mahalia Jackson, How I Got Over.
How I got over. How did I make it over? Know my soul back in wonder, how did I make it over? How I made it over, going on over all these years. You know my soul back in wonder, how did I make it over? Tell me how we got over, Lord. Had a mighty hard time coming on over. You know my soul look back and wonder, how did we make it over? Tell me how we got over, Lord. I've been falling and rising all but you know my soul look back and wonder, how did I make it over? But soon as I can see the man that died for me, man that bled and suffered, and he hung on Calvary, and I want to thank him for how he brought me, and I want to thank God for how he kept taught me. Oh, thank my God, I kept me. I'm gonna thank him, cause he never let me. Then I'm gonna thank God for old time religion. And I'm gonna thank God for giving me a vision. And then I'm gonna sing somewhere around God altar, and I'm gonna shout all my trouble over. You know I've got to thank God, thank him for being so good to me.
That was the late, great Mahalia Jackson, How I Got Over. All right, that's your song for the day. That's your song for the day. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28, reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hand to, until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. The Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. The sky over your head will be bronze, the ground beneath you iron. The Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven, and you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth. Your carcasses will be food for all the birds and the wild animals, and there will be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt, and with tumors, festering sores, and the itch from which you cannot be cured. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. At midday you will grope about like a blind person in the dark. You will be unsuccessful in everything you do. Day after day, you will be oppressed and robbed with no one to rescue you. You will be pledged to be married to a woman, but another will take her and ravish her. You will build a house, but you will not live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruit. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will eat none of it. Your donkey will be forcibly taken from you and will not be returned. Your sheep will be given to your enemies and no one will rescue them. Your sons and daughters will be given to another nation, and you will wear out your eyes, watching for them day after day, powerless to lift a hand. A people that you do not know will eat what your land and labor produce, and you will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. The sights you see will drive you mad. The Lord will afflict your knees and legs with painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. The Lord will drive you and the king you set over you to a nation unknown to you or your ancestors. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone. You will become a thing of horror, a byword, and an object of ridicule among all the peoples where the Lord will drive you. You will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little, because locusts will devour it. You will plant vineyards and cultivate them, but you will not drink the wine or gather the grapes, because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout your country, but you will not use the oil, because the olives will drop off. You will have sons and daughters, but you will not keep them, because they will go into captivity. Swarms of locusts will take over all your trees and the crops of your land. The foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. They will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head, but you will be the tail. All these curses will come on you. They will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe the commands and decrees he gave you. They will be a sign and a wonder to you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity. Therefore, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and dire poverty, you will serve the enemies the Lord sends against you. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the ends of the earth, like an eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect for the old or pity for the young. They will devour the young of your livestock and the crops of your land until you are destroyed. They will leave you no grain, new wine or olive oil, nor any calves of your herds or lambs of your flocks until you are ruined. They will lay siege to all the cities throughout your land until the high fortified walls in which you trust fall down. They will besiege all the cities throughout the land the Lord your God is giving you. Because of the suffering that your enemy will inflict on you during the siege, you will eat the fruit of the womb, the flesh of the sons and daughters the Lord your God has given you. even the most gentle and sensitive man among you will have no compassion on his own brother or the wife he loves or his surviving children. And he will not give to one of them any of the flesh of his children that he is eating. It will be all he has left because of the suffering your enemy will inflict on you during the siege of all your cities. The most gentle and sensitive woman among you, so sensitive and gentle that she would not venture to touch the ground with the sole of her foot, will begrudge the husband she loves and her own son or daughter, the afterbirth from her womb and the children she bears. For in her dire need, she intends to eat them secretly because of the suffering your enemy will inflict on you during the siege of your cities. If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law, which are written in this book, and do not revere this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, the Lord will send fearful plagues on you and your descendants, harsh and prolonged disasters, and severe and lingering illnesses. He will bring on you all the diseases of Egypt that you dreaded, and they will cling to you. The Lord will also bring on you every kind of sickness and disaster not recorded in this book of the law until you are destroyed. You, who were as numerous as the stars in the sky, will be left but few in number because you did not obey the Lord your God. Just as it pleased the Lord to make you prosper and increase in number, so it will please him to ruin and destroy you. You will be uprooted from the land you are entering to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all nations, from one end of the earth to the other. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your ancestors have known. Among those nations, you will find no repose, no resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing, and a despairing heart. You will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. In the morning you will say, "If only it were evening," and in the evening, "If only it were morning," because of the terror that will fill your hearts and the sights that your eyes will see. The Lord will send you back in ships to Egypt, on a journey I said you should never make again. There you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you.
All right. That was our scripture reading for the day. That was Deuteronomy 28. May God bless those who have read and who heard his holy word. All right. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. Come on, mama, daddy, sister, brother, niece, nephew, whoever's in the house this morning. Let's circle around. Let's make our prayer circle. Let's make our prayer circle. Come on, y'all. Come on, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have another day. And Lord, we do want to remember now our Wednesday night Bible study tonight. Lord, we pray that you prepare the preachers, prepare the pastors, prepare the teachers' hearts, dear God, that they will indeed preach and teach the word that you have in this season for your people. Lord, we pray that you would just give the preachers and teachers preaching grace and give your people hearing grace, dear God, so that they can hear what thus hath said the Lord. And then give us all doing grace so that we can do your will, so we just won't be guilty of hearing the word, but Lord, help us to do the word. So, Lord, we just thank you so much, dear God. And, Lord, we also ask for your protection tonight, Lord, because a lot of the senior citizens, they're going to be out and about going to church tonight. A lot of the young people going to be going to church tonight. And so, Lord, we ask for your protection. Also, Lord, we want to pray for those that are sick and shut in who can't get out. Lord, we pray for those that's in nursing homes, dear God. We ask that you will be with them and encourage them and strengthen them. And Lord, even protect them, dear God. Protect them, dear God, from the forces of the evil one. Because we know, Lord, the devil never gives up, Lord. Even, Lord, those that's in nursing homes, dear God, the devil will try to attack them in some crazy and kooky ways, dear God. And so, Lord, protect them from any hurt, harm, and danger. We also pray, dear God, for those that's in hospitals, dear God. Touch in a mighty way. Pray for those that's going in for surgeries, dear God. Touch in a mighty way. Lead, guide, and direct the doctors in the way that they should perform these surgeries so that the patients can come out a whole lot better than they was going in. Lord, we want to pray for our workers today out there in radio land. Lord, we ask that you would just be with them, strengthen them, dear God, and encourage them, dear God. Let them know that everything is going to be all right. So, Lord, we just commit this day into your care. We ask that you bless your people with the blessing they stand in need of, and we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we do pray. Amen. All right. That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture. We done prayed our prayer. Now the clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Thank you for getting up with our roasters. All right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLIT Bids. At the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So get ready, get ready, get ready now for that early morning sermon. We're going to play a couple of commercials, but we're going to put that early morning sermon on for you early birds. Because after all, the early bird catches the worm. All right. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room where I give you a Christian response to the issues by day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. That's a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. Listen, listen, listen. If you ever come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you got to stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, real live people. Make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we're going to take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. We have folks who are not even members of our church, but they love our Wednesday night Bible study. So listen to a deeper look in the book at 11 o'clock. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.